Expecting Chal's parang to come flying out of the jungle at any moment, Mistara led the way up the cliff to where she sensed Ari waiting. To her delight, when she found him, he was not lurking in ambush, nor was he standing out in the open acting as bait. He was crouching at the base of the outcropping, hiding between two boulders, and watching the entrance of a volcanic cave that seemed barely large enough for Shiv to enter. Although Vistara and Lady Rhea were using the Force to approach in complete silence, his head swung toward them when they were still 20 paces away, and the look of relief on his gorgeous face was enough to eliminate all thoughts of ambush from Vistara's mind. She used the Force to spring across the last dozen meters to his side, then crouched beside the boulders where he was hiding.
"What is it?"
she whispered. Ari shrugged.
"Master Chal wanted to bring Ship out alone," he said. "He told me to stay out here and let him know when I saw you."
Vistara frowned.
"Did you?"
Ari shook his head.
"I can't even feel him," he said. "You try."
Vistara frowned, but reached out in the Force and was immediately overwhelmed by the same dark longing she had experienced as they approached the system. There was something inside the cave, hungry and lonely and powerful. But it wasn't Chal, nor was it Ship. She turned to Ari.
"That's not good."
"Tell me about it," he said. "What do you want to do?"
"I don't know."
Vistara looked down the hill, then reached out to Lady Rhea and poured confident feelings into the Force.
"Follow orders?"
Ari nodded.
"When in doubt."
A moment later, Lady Rhea came striding up the slope, looking far less concerned about the situation than Vistara suspected she truly was. She stopped in front of the cave mouth and peered into the darkness, then spoke without turning to look at Ari or Vistara.
"I suppose Master Chal is in there."
"As far as I know,"
Ari answered.
"He went in about 5 minutes ago."
"Ship?"
Ari shrugged.
"We heard something, but..."
"Never assume,"
Lady Rhea finished. She extended a hand toward Ari, using the Force to float the glow rod out of its loop on his equipment belt.
"Don't you know it's bad form to lose your master, Apprentice Ross?"
Ari shot Vistara a nervous glance, then, when she gave him a reassuring smile, said,
"I was only following his instructions, Lady Rhea."
She gave him a sly smile.
"I'm sure you were."
Lady Rhea activated Ari's glow rod, then tossed it into the cave. Vistara caught a brief glimpse of something large and gray dangling from the ceiling. Or perhaps it was a lot of somethings, all of them long and writhing, with suction cups on the undersides and yellow barbed hooks at the ends. The glow rod bounced across the floor and rolled in a slow circle, casting a disk of pale blue light across the porous walls. A writhing man-sized mummy was briefly illuminated, wrapped in purple silk and hanging on the back wall. Then the light slid past and came to rest on the dark gullet of a long black tunnel descending into the heart of the mountain. Lady Rhea pointed a finger at the glow rod, calmly using the Force to roll it back across the floor until the disk of light came to rest on the purple cocoon hanging from the back wall. Vistara was not at all surprised to see the outline of Master Chal's sharp-featured face in the silk, a small bubble over his mouth popping in and out as he struggled to breathe.
"Well," Lady Rhea said, "I don't think Ship did that."
She motioned Vistara and Ari toward the cave mouth. Vistara swallowed hard, then turned to Ari.
"He's your master,"
she said. Ari nodded.
"Lucky me,"
he replied.
"If this doesn't go well..."
"Yeah," Vistara promised. "I'll just kill you."